Good evening, a good Motzei Shabbos, everybody, and a good Chodesh, and a friendly from Happy Hanukkah. Hope everybody had a great Shabbos. It was really a trifecta. We opened up the Aron Kodesh to got three Sifrei Torah. Hasidim say that there's a gate up in heaven, and when you have a day when you open up the Aron Kodesh and take out three Sifrei Torah, that special gate up in heaven is also opened, in the schus of that, and you can pray for anything you need to. So hopefully everybody was davening hard during the taking out and the putting back of the Aron Kodesh. Last time we had that happen was about 6 months ago, Pesach time, right? It was on Parshas HaChodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was, you know, we also had to read for the Parsha of the Week. So there were three Sefer Torah taken out as well. How about that? So we've done this twice in the past 7 months. Very exciting. So everybody, welcome to Golf Manor Synagogue and our School of Jewish Studies. We are doing a very special Hanukkah class. It's on First Maccabees, and we've already read six chapters. Let's do the seventh chapter. It's not as long as the other ones have been. So we'll let you go and enjoy your dreidel games and your menorahs in a few minutes. But we'll do chapter seven. Here it is. In the 150th year, Demetrius, the son of Seleucus, departed from Rome and came up with a few men unto a city of the seacoast and reigned there. And as he entered into the palace of his ancestors, so it was that his forces had taken Antiochus and Lysias. Antiochus, of course, was the king of the Seleucids back in Syria, right? So his forces took Antiochus, who was the king, and Lysias, who was a general, to bring them unto him. Must have been some strong guy with some strong army.
What does that mean? What did he do?
He was able to nab the king and the king's general. Right? And his forces took the king of Syria and Lysias, the general, to bring those two, Antiochus and Lysias, unto him, unto Demetrius. Wherefore, when he knew it, he said, "Let me not see their faces." So his host slew them. How about that? So there's no longer an Antiochus on the throne. That was the son of the baddie Antiochus. Now even he's dead. So his host slew them, killed Antiochus and Lysias. Now when Demetrius was set upon the throne of his kingdom, there came unto him all the wicked and ungodly men of Israel, all the Hellenizers, having Alkimus, who was desirous to be high priest for their captain. He wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. And they accused the people to the king, saying, "Judah and his brethren have slain all thy friends and driven us out of our own land." Well, that's exactly right. Those Hellenizing Jews who sided with the Syrians have gotten the pressure brought upon them by Judah. Now, therefore, these are the ungodly men of Israel, petitioning Demetrius, the new king. Now, therefore, send some man whom thou trustest, and let him go and see what havoc he hath made among us, what havoc Judah has made among us, and in the king's land. And let him, whoever you're going to appoint, and let him punish them, punish Judah and his boys, with all them that aid them. So punish Judah and his men and everybody else who gives support and help to Judah. Then the king chose Bacchides, a friend of the king, who ruled beyond the flood. Don't know really what that means. And was a great man in the kingdom and faithful to the king. And him he sent with that wicked Alkimus, whom he made high priest. See that? How can you become Kohen Gadol back in the day? You talk to the right person. Protexia, right? You get protexia, you get to become Kohen Gadol. Pretty impressive. So the king chose Bacchides, and him he sent with that wicked Alkimus, whom he made high priest, and commanded that he should take vengeance of the children of Israel. So they departed and came with a great power into the land of Judea. where they sent messengers to Judah and his brethren with peaceable words, deceitfully. They sent words of peace, but it was all sheker, all falsity. But they gave no heed. They, the good Jews, gave no heed to their words, for they saw that they were come with a great power. After all, if you're coming with peace, why need 10,000 men? Come with 10 men and say, you know, we're coming for peace. We don't want to fight you. Here, I came with 10 men because, you know, I got to come with somebody. But here he had 10,000 men. So Judah says to himself, it can't possibly be that you're coming in peace. Then did there assemble unto Alcimus and Bacchides a company of scribes to require justice. Now the Assyrians, which is the English Greco term for Hasidim, now the pious ones were the first among the children of Israel that saw peace of them. They wanted to make peace with the bad guys. For said they, one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron has come with this army, and he will do us no wrong.
What?
They fell for it. This guy wanted to be Kohen Gadol. The non-Jewish king made him Kohen Gadol.
Was he descendant of Aaron?
No, he wasn't. Not that I know of. And so he's going along with this bad guy, Bacchides, and the Hasidim who want to make peace said, oh, any Kohen Gadol, you know, you got to trust the Kohen Gadol. I mean, after all, he's a Kohen Gadol. Anybody from the children of Aaron who's coming with this army, he will do us no wrong. So he spake unto them peaceably, and he sware unto them, saying, we will procure the harm neither of you nor your friends. We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt your friends. We're not going to anybody. Whereupon they believed him. Howbeit, he took of them 60, and slew them in one day, according to the words which he wrote. He said, I'm not going to hurt you. Then he hurt them. And here are the words which he wrote. The flesh of thy saints have they cast out, and their blood have they shed round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. Wherefore, the fear and dread of them fell upon all the people, who said, there is neither truth nor righteousness in them. Of course, talking about Jews over here, and they're discussing Bacchides and this supposed Kohen, Alcimus. And the Jews said, there's neither truth nor righteousness in them, for they have broken the covenant and oath that they made. After this, removed Bacchides from Jerusalem and pitched his tents in Bezet, where he sent and took many of the men that had forsaken him, and certain of the people also. And when he had slain them, he cast them into this great pit. He got a hold of men who had forsaken him, and he killed them. Then committed he the country to Alcimus. Bacchides says to Alcimus, you're in charge now. You're the high priest, you're in charge. He committed the country to the so-called high priest, Alcimus, and left with him a power to aid him. He gave him a small army to help him out to law enforcement. So Bacchides went to the king. But Alcimus contended for the high priesthood. So Alcimus, even though he was told by the king, Demetrius, you're the new Kohen Gadol, he wound up having to fight for that position, is what I'm getting over here. He contended for the high priesthood. And unto him resorted all such as troubled the people. Unto Alcimus came all kinds of troublemakers, who after they had gotten the land of Judah into their power, did much hurt in Israel. Now when Judah saw all the mischief that Alcimus and his company had done among the Israelites, even above the heathen, they were doing even worse than the heathens were doing. He went out into all the coasts of Judea round about and took vengeance of them that had revolted from him, so that they durst no more go forth into the country. On the other side, when Alcimus saw that Judas and his company had gotten the upper hand and knew, he therefore knew that he was not able to abide their force. Alcimus knew he couldn't fight Judah and his boys. He went again to the king and said all the worst of them that he could. Then the king sent Nicanor, one of his honorable princes, a man that bare deadly hate unto Israel, with commandment to destroy the people. So Nicanor came to Jerusalem with a great force, and sent unto Judah and his brethren deceitfully, with friendly words. It's always the same thing. They're always coming with friendly words, and it's always deceitful. It's always a checker, with friendly words, saying as follows, let there be no battle between me and you. I will come with a few men, that I may see you in peace. He came therefore to Judah, and they saluted one another peaceably. Howbeit, the enemies were prepared to take away Judah by violence. But the bad guys that were with this king or this prince or general Nicanor, they wanted to abduct Judah or kill him. Which thing, after it was known to Judas, to wit, that he came unto him with deceit, he was sore afraid of him and would see his face no more. What does that mean? That means that Nicanor, well, the secret was out. Nicanor had a plan. He wanted to abduct or kill Judah. And which thing, after it was known to Judah, when Judah became aware of the plot to kill him, that he, Nicanor, came to Judah with deceit, he, Nicanor, was sore afraid of him, of Judah. Nicanor was very afraid of Judah because now the secret's out and would see his face no more. Nicanor also, when he saw that his counsel was discovered, went out to fight against Judah beside Kfar Salama, maybe Kfar Shalom, where there were slain of Nicanor's side about 5,000 men, and the rest fled into the city of David. After this went Nicanor up to Mount Zion, and there came out of the sanctuary certain of the priests and certain of the elders of the people to salute him peaceably and to show him the burnt sacrifice that was offered to the king. But he mocked them and laughed at them and abused them shamefully and spake proudly. They just wanted to make peace with him. He let them have it. He abused them. He insulted them. And he sware in his wrath, saying, unless Judah and his host be now delivered into my hands, if ever I come again in safety, I will burn up this house. And with that, he went out in a great rage. Imagine, they came out of the base of Mikdash. They greeted him. They showed the burnt offering that they was offering to the king. And he says, if I have to come back here, I'm going to burn down this house. Then the priests entered in and stood before the altar and the temple, weeping and saying, thou, O God, didst choose this house to be called by thy name and to be a house of prayer and petition for thy people. Be avenged of this man and his host, and let them fall by the sword. Remember their blasphemies, and suffer them not to continue any longer. Don't let them continue any longer. Suffer them not. Allow them not. So Nicanor went out of Jerusalem and pitched his tents in Beit Horon, where a host out of Syria met him. But Judah pitched in Adasa with 3,000 men. And there he prayed, saying, O God, when they that were sent from the king of the Assyrians blasphemed, thine angel went out and smote 185,000 of them. The miracle of the Assyrian army getting wiped out overnight by God. Even so, destroy thou this host before us this day, that the rest may know that he hath spoken blasphemously against thy sanctuary, and judge thou him according to his wickedness. So the 13th day of the month Adar, the hosts joined battle. But Nicanor's host, meaning his army, was discomfited, and he himself was first slain in the battle. He was among the first ones killed in the battle. This blaspheming, abusive man named Nicanor. Now when Nicanor's host, his army, saw that he was slain, they cast away their weapons and fled. Then they pursued after them a day's journey from Adasa unto Gezerah, sounding an alarm after them with their trumpets. Whereupon they came forth out of all the towns of Judea round about and clothed them in. Get it? As they were running away for their lives, Judean people, Jews from the towns of Judea came out of their towns and saw them fleeing and trapped them, closed them in, so that they, turning back upon them that pursued them, so that those baddies who had been running away from the original Jewish group turned back against the original Jewish group to fight them, they were all slain with the sword, and not one of them was left. Afterwards, they took the spoils and the prey, and they smote off Nicanor's head and his right hand. He cut off his head and his right hand, which he stretched out so proudly, and they brought them away and hanged them up towards Jerusalem. For this cause, the people rejoiced greatly, and they kept that day a day of great gladness. Moreover, they ordained to keep yearly this day, being the 13th day of Adar. Thus the land of Judah was in rest a little while. And that concludes chapter 7 of 1 Maccabees.
Do we celebrate that day? Or is it something
about that? We mostly do not. We mostly just focus in on Purim. This day was celebrated for a while, I guess, and then it was, you know, ultimately not celebrated. So, when is Tinus Esther? Yeah, but this is like a happy day. It seems like maybe to try to eclipse that one, because the story of Esther had preceded. The story of Esther, Purim, preceded this whole thing. So there they're trying to make the 13th day of Adar into a day of great gladness. To be researched. You should see what it says in maybe Megillas Tinus. At all events, my dear friends, I hope you enjoyed our fireside cheer. Hope you cuddled up and got warm by the fire. I want to wish everybody a very happy Hanukkah and a good, healthy month of Teves. You should have a good Malava Malka, a good Matzah Shabbos, a good rest of the week, a Freilich Hanukkah, a joyous Hanukkah, and a good Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Plotzker signing off now for Gulf Manor Synagogue and our School of Jewish Studies. We want to thank Jake Wyman and Mitch Green for all their work that they do up in SheerEnjoyment.com. Thank you both so much for everything you do for us. Wishing everybody a great one. God willing, tomorrow, tonight, the Midrash class will meet as usual, 8:45. There'll be no food. It'll just be maybe some basic liquids so you can drink something. But there'll be no Mark's bagels and stuff. Because the weather is bad. I don't want to be on the road. So wishing everybody a good day. We'll see you tomorrow at 8:45. And then, God willing, we'll see everybody again on at 6:30 for what might be one of the final installments of First Maccabees. Wishing everybody a great day, a good Chodesh, and a good Hanukkah. Take care and be well. See you tomorrow at 8:45 a.m. Bevaneh.